Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you to the credit you want and deserve for your home, business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, credit cards, mortgages, you name it. If it has to do with credit or money, we'll discuss all the aspects. Think of our show as a financial literacy class with different topics each week. We really enjoy your feedback and questions that relate to credit. I encourage you to ask your questions through our website, reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave your question or comment. You can also call us at 805-686-2321. Today's program, we will share some actual lending and credit scenarios and pull back the curtain regarding insurance policies with Julia Tipolet. Here's some current credit scenarios affecting the credit markets and consumers today. I had a conversation this past week. I was at a U.S. citizenship party for a friend of mine who just received his U.S. citizenship. Kind of a neat party and lots of red, white, and blue, I assure you. And anyway, I was meeting with one of the guests there, and the conversation was about investment with some surplus cash for someone who's retired. The objectives here is to protect the asset because he's a senior citizen and doesn't have the opportunity to earn it again, and yet make the maximum yield with the minimum risk. And his management into the investment was okay. He didn't have a problem doing some of that. So we talked about trust deeds, second trust deeds as an investment, REITs, real estate partnerships, and things like that. But I recommended to him the best thing was probably tax certificates. And if you don't know what tax certificates are, think of it as buying someone's property tax bill. You pay the property tax and you get a tax certificate because this is a delayed or a delinquent tax. And now you've become equivalent to the tax holder or the tax assessor before that property can be transferred and money's sent out. Those taxes get paid from the proceeds of the sale as a priority lien. And that's even before the first and second trustees that might exist on the property. So they're very secure. They have some management to them, finding them and whatnot. They're not that popular in California, but there's lots of them throughout other states, and makes for a good opportunity. So that's what tax certificates are. Now I'm going to go onto the show and show me the money or the credit, as the case may be, for this particular program. Let's pull back the curtain on insurance with Julia Tipolet. Julia, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the insurance business.
Thanks for having me, Dave. I'm excited. You'll be kind of dating myself a little bit here. Back when universities and colleges had those 3x5 little index cards, they'd put them on a cardboard or a, you know, a cork board and post a job. And so I was at university, going to school full time and looking for a job. And I applied, and that started, I started with State Farm December 1st, 1988. So it'll be 30 years this year.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
30 years with State Farm.
Yes.
Wow.
I know. I love it.
How'd you progress through the ranks?
I started with a new agent, helping him build his business, and then became his office manager, got my degree from Long Beach State, and then decided to work for the company for a little bit in operations and claims and training, and trained State Farm agents, and then put my name in the hat to become a State Farm agent. And I started my business January 1st, 2009, so almost 10 years.
Okay. And so you bought an existing business, or did you start a new one?
Bought an existing one in Goleta on Fairview Avenue. Uh-huh. And then the agent in Solvang was retiring. And ironically, back in 1999, I drove by my little building and fell in love with it. And I said, someday that's going to be mine. So I took over that location October 1st of 2011. And I've been there since.
Well, good, good. And you've been with State Farm the whole time.
The entire time.
Julia, do you specialize in any types of insurance?
Well, State Farm has over 100 products and services.
100, wow.
Over 100 products and services, but our logo shows three circles, and that's what traditionally people refer to us or recognize us in our brand, auto, home, and life insurance. So that's the brand recognition we carry. However, we've expanded into other things from banking to vehicle loans, CDs, money market, mortgages, to investment products. So we have quite a bit to offer.
Okay. Wow. And you're licensed in different, so don't you have to have different licenses for insurance for life versus auto versus,
correct.
Okay.
Yes. So I have my property and casualty life licenses, my life health licenses. I have a notary. I'm also a notary. I have my mortgage loan originator license.
Okay.
I have a Series 6, 63, and soon to be 65 license.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. And you have a pilot's license or anything like that, too?
No, that's one more to add to the mix. Yes, it seems like quite a bit. But yes, we are a jack of all trades. And the beauty is I don't have to be an expert in any one product. I have a huge organization behind me with a lot of resources and expertise that I can lean on at any moment.
Okay. Well, that makes it a lot easier too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
But I gotta believe you're continuing education for all those licenses. Gotta take, 6 weeks.
Absolutely.
So,
and I am a student of my trade, so it's natural for me, and so I enjoy it because I believe that I can just be that much better for my customers.
If you can give me an example, what's the difference between an agency and a broker, an insurance broker versus insurance agency?
So an insurance agent is usually captive, meaning they are associated with one company and they offer that company's products and services. A broker is someone who is independent where they go to multiple insurance companies to try and find you the best buy with those different companies.
Mm-hmm.
They do not have an allegiance to any one company and they're shopping strictly on price, not by product necessarily.
Okay. So would that be like for specific or unique kinds of insurance to find that?
Usually,
why would I use a broker versus an agency, I guess, if I'm just looking for an auto policy or...
Okay, so that's a great example. As yesterday, I had a gentleman come in and he has a lot of tickets. And so typical or standard insurance companies that...
Moving violation tickets.
Correct.
All right.
So... the top insurance companies won't accept him because he's got too many tickets or accidents. So I suggested he go to a broker who could find an insurance company to get him some kind of coverage because there's no traditional company that will take him.
Right.
The other situation could be someone that has multiple claims for their home or their business, and they really need to reach out to a broker to find someone that can help them. And brokers have access to non-admitted carriers, which means that non-admitted carriers do not necessarily follow the regulations of the state of California and are not held accountable by the Department of Insurance, so they can do things a little differently.
Well, that was one of my other questions. How is insurance regulated, or is it by each state? Is it county? Tell me about your...
Okay, so insurance is regulated by the state. So there's a Department of Insurance in every state.
Okay.
And the Department of Insurance regulates the insurance agents with background checks and licensing and that type of thing. And then the insurers to make sure that they're actuarially sound with the numbers that they're presenting to the Department of Insurance. What that means also is that there's an organization that basically backs up insurance companies if you're an admitted carrier. So if the insurance company goes bankrupt, the customer or the consumer will be okay.
Okay.
It's really important in the insurance world, especially in today's marketplace in California, that you are with an admitted carrier, because if with all these wildfires that company goes bankrupt, you want to make sure your claim is going to be paid.
Well, who would pay it if they go bankrupt? The insurance commissioner?
There's an surety association that will back them up.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. Well, speaking of the fire insurance and things of that nature, and the pressure it must be putting on insurance companies at this point in time in California. Are you offering new, if I bought a new home in Tepesque, would I be able to insure it?
It's a great question and I'm glad you asked. We're in a little bit of we're open right now in the state of California to write fire insurance. That's not a problem at this point. Unfortunately, some utility companies that are actually responsible for 11 out of the last 12 fires, Cal Fire determined that PG&E was responsible. And PG&E is putting out some legislation asking them to not be held responsible. It's kind of like a car accident. Dave, if I hit you and I caused damage to your car and injured you, you would want to be made whole by me or my insurance company.
Right.
It doesn't make a lot of sense that PG&E wouldn't be held responsible for 12 of these fires and all these deaths and to pay for the damages. Mm-hmm. So if they're not held responsible and we're not able to get our policyholders' money back, then there's an affordability problem in California for insurance. And then there is also another problem where they won't be able to have accessibility to fire insurance. So if insurance companies can't get the money back for something that was caused, then mm-hmm. insurance companies are going to have a difficulty writing business in California.
Right.
So right now we're okay, but PG&E needs to be held accountable so that they can be made whole.
And that's actually on the ballot come November, I
correct.
Believe. Yeah. But so you're saying the insurance is available for homeowners insurance for fire and other casualty, but it's getting more pricey because you're pricing that into
not yet. No.
Okay.
No. So in California, we're doing really well with our rates. Our rate structure, our availability, and all of that.
Okay.
What we're saying is depending upon what happens with this legislation, that could change things.
Okay. When I make an application for an insurance policy, do you run a credit report, or what background are you looking for me as a the insured? And do you, you know, what else do I need to bring for the policy itself?
So what's interesting is in the state of California, we do not use credit as a criteria to qualify you for insurance. Mm-hmm. That's not allowed in the state of California. Other states it is.
Okay.
I am licensed for the state of California, and California Department of Insurance regulates what we do here in California. So that's off the table. The factors that we look at is claims experience. Do you have a lot of claims? What's your driving record? How long have you been licensed? There is a myth out there that people think, oh, my son's now 25, the rates are going to go down. Well, if he waits to get his license till 21, it's not going to go down. He's only been licensed for 4 years and only has 4 years of experience. Mm-hmm. So we use experience in that category. As far as life insurance is concerned, it's based upon your age and health at the time of the application. Mm-hmm. You know, I had somebody call me asking to get life insurance, and he's worth millions and millions of dollars, and he cannot get life insurance because he's not healthy. So that's the only thing that buys life insurance is your health.
Right.
So just like car insurance, it's your driving record, it's your experience. Your homeowner's insurance, it's your claims experience.
Interesting. But you have so many other types of insurance. Long-term care, earthquake, umbrella policies. How is that differential? Or these are just add-on products?
Well, in California, you have to have auto insurance to drive legally. And the state minimum requirements to drive legally is back from 1970s statistics. So 1970s, they made a rule that you only had to have liability limits of 1530. That has not changed, and here we're in 2018. Mm-hmm. So it's a really outdated regulation. Homeowners insurance you have to have if you have a mortgage or rental properties or commercial properties. The rest of the insurance isn't really required unless you have a property that's located in a flood zone. So that's the only other one. So earthquake insurance is up to the owner.
Right.
If you have a lot of equity in your home, you might seriously want to consider it, because I have clients that have $500,000 to $1 million of cash sitting in the walls of their house. And if an earthquake happens, they're out of luck.
Right.
So if their home's red tagged, it'll be difficult.
Let's take a short break. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Julia Tipolt on insurance.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, you know. I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number, 686-2321.
686-2321.
All homeowners over 62, don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA3413-0937.
Hey, welcome back to the second part of our show, The Credit Connection. If you're just now joining us, we're discussing insurance strategies with Julia of State Farm Insurance. Welcome back. Tell me, what's the difference when I want to get a premium Well, when I get the price, I get a deductible and a premium quote. How do I optimize that? Or why do I have two different sources and the premium is higher if I have a lower monthly amount or vice versa? So tell me, why, how does that work?
So a general rule of thumb is the higher the deductible, the lower the premium. So if you're trying to save on premiums per month, raise your deductibles. Mm-hmm. What that means is you're self-insuring for more. So if you had a $500 deductible and you go to a $1,000 deductible, my best advice is to have the $1,000 in emergency savings account. Mm-hmm. Saves you on monthly premiums. And when that situation arises, you then have the cash to pay for the loss.
Okay. And then, but I don't have to pay the full premium all at once. Do you have it on a monthly basis or?
Correct. So insurance, you can pay annually, semi-annually, quarterly, or monthly. I would say 98% of insurance companies in California will allow you to do that. Most of them will not charge you a finance charge. There is a couple that do.
Right.
And some of the finance charges exceed 18%.
Oh, wow.
To spread out your payments. We do not. It's either $1 a month or $3 a month, depending upon how we bill you.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. And we make it easy.
Okay. Well, good. That does help. It makes it more affordable for people.
They exactly.
Pay it all up front. What's the most common question you get for when somebody comes in looking for insurance?
My team and I joke about this every day because we know it's coming every day when we walk in the door. It's usually one of two questions. First one is, how can I lower my insurance premiums? Or the other question is, do I have full coverage? Both of them are so generic that right. That's why we giggle a little bit, because it depends upon the person and their circumstance. The definition of full coverage is different for everyone. So if you call an 800 number and get a quote over the phone and you ask for full coverage and they're not experienced on the other end of the line, who knows what you're going to get for coverage? Right. It could be with rental, could be without rental, could be with towing coverage, without towing coverage, could be with medical or without medical, could be without coverage for your car and just liability. So you have to be really careful when you ask for full coverage and ask them to explain the coverages to you. And that's what makes State Farm agents and their team unique. When it comes to how do I lower my premiums, usually it comes down to understanding what you have. So we ask people to come in every day and go over all of their coverages with them and educate them and let them decide where they want to cut the premiums. It could be raising deductibles. It could be lowering coverages. It could be that they should get some discounts that they didn't tell us about.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes it's something as little as, oh, you're now retired and you forgot to tell us that you're only driving 5,000 miles a year.
Okay.
So little things like that. So State Farm calls it the discount double check. You've probably heard that before.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that helps. That's good full service. So, and I have to assume that's why I would rather have an agent than an 800 number to call or go online.
Correct. So people forget that insurance agents have to be licensed. They have to have contract experience. They read the contracts and learn all the details so that we can bring it to our policyholders and our clients. Well, it's like Malcolm Gladwell. He says, no one is an expert until they've been in the business for 10,000 hours. I don't know any consumer that spent 10,000 hours out there understanding insurance contracts and language and what's being offered and what's changing. So it's important to have an insurance agent that'll take the time to educate you, mm-hmm. and then you make the decision as to what you want or not want.
Okay. So is Geico really going to save me 15% or more for 15 minutes? You know, nobody can say, I guess. It depends upon the coverage you want and the deductibles.
Correct. When you hear those types of advertisements, you have to be prepared to be self-insuring a lot, meaning that you may not get the coverage that you thought you had or were expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Because not a lot of time is spent going over coverages over the phone. It's so hard to do over the phone. So that's why it's really important to make sure you understand what you're getting. And then when you get something in the mail, review it carefully.
Okay. Thanks. That tells me how to shop for an insurance policy, whatever type I need, health or auto or what have you.
Right. Because you do not want a surprise at claim time.
No. Don't like surprises. But talking about somebody was telling me the other day the insurance company or the lender put on a forced policy. What is a forced on policy and who authorizes that?
You don't pay your homeowner's insurance premiums. They will homeowner's policy on you and put it in your escrow account and bill you for it. Okay. So if you let your homeowner's policy lapse, for example, Another one could be flood insurance. So you need flood insurance because you're in a flood zone. If you don't obtain it on your own, then they will put it on there for you. And it is much more costly to get it through the lender than on your own through an agent or a broker.
So the lender or person holding the collateral would be would put it on there to protect themselves.
Correct.
If you don't pay the if you don't buy insurance that is necessary.
Correct. No matter what the mortgage balance is.
Now I kind of set you up because I do know what it is, and I actually put on a loan that had a forced on policy from the day we closed, and the reason for that was we couldn't. It was after the one of the fires, and we couldn't get fire insurance for the home because it was all through the California FAIR Plan. And they were taking 3 months. And if this guy didn't close his transaction in 30 days, he was going to lose his deposit and everything else. So what we ended up doing, we closed it, put on a forced on policy to cover him for that period until the California FAIR Plan kicked in.
Well, and that's a unique situation because California FAIR Plan means the home's in a wildfire area and no traditional company will take them. And so you're forced to get what you get. So you really have to make sure you have that coverage in place and hope that you can get a companion policy to go with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't make that, wouldn't do that today, but it worked 20 years ago when I tried it.
That's right.
Okay. Well, what is, how do past claims affect my or renewal or new policies?
Well, most insurance companies in California have what's called a claims-free discount. So for fire insurance policies, for example, we will give a discount if you haven't had any claims in the last 3 years or 6 years, and it's a really nice size discount. If you have a claim and you try to go to another insurance company, they may or may not accept you. So claims do follow you. It just follows the insured, not the property. It's a big differentiation. So you may buy a property that had a claim on it maybe 6 months before you bought the property. It's not going to affect you if you haven't had any claims.
If I have a loss, what is that process? If I just call up my call you up, if I have a loss on the policy that I bought through you?
Well, the beauty of being with us is that we have a relationship with our policyholders, so they call our office first.
Mm-hmm.
First, we start check with, are you okay? And have you evacuated? Do you have a safe place? Do you need a check? State Farm agents have checks available to them to give them immediate cash at the time of a loss. Okay. So I have driven around multiple places in the state to give checks out to policyholders to get them started. The next part is we submit the claim to the claims department, and the claims department takes over and walks them through the process, holds their hand from A to Z, and keeps the process moving along. And it's up to the policyholder on what they want to do with their home, if they want to repair right away or if they can. Sometimes it comes down to the county and whether or not they can even rebuild.
So what would be the typical process time for a claim?
Oh my goodness. It just varies from, we've handled a total loss check in 2 or 3 days to a couple of years, depending upon if they're rebuilding and where it's located and what they want to do.
If I need cash or need to make that process go faster, am I better off doing a settlement, or is there a way to get cash before the final determination?
If you're with our company, we'll give you a starter check. And we actually give you many supplemental checks over the process. Okay. So it's not just a one check and you're done. There's constant checks being provided over the time frame to get you back to where you were prior to the loss. Other companies, I can't speak for them. I don't know how they operate entirely.
Tell me, what was the most memorable insurance event that you've had?
There's so many of them. One of my favorites was a policyholder called me and told me that an ostrich ran into her car. And normally the animals run in front of the car, so you hit the animal. And so on Facebook, everybody around town was saying, oh my goodness, these people are terrible. They hit these ostriches. Well, I had to clarify actually that the ostrich literally ran into my client's car, into the side of her car. And it happened to be the night of a storm. There was thunder, lightning, wind, and they just got scared. They got over the fence on a highway and literally ran into the side of her car. So there was no way possible she could have avoided it.
Interesting. So
that one was quite comical because it just didn't seem possible, but it is.
Wow. What happened to the ostrich?
The ostrich actually was okay. They bounced right off. So
okay.
You never know.
That's great. Julia, how can our listeners find you if they have an insurance question?
My office is located in downtown Solvang, right in the middle of town, 1631 mm-hmm. Mission Drive in Solvang, 805-688-5537, or my email, julia@juliatipolt.com.
Okay. And that's your website is the
juliatipolt.com.
juliatipolt.com. Well, I want to thank you so much for being here today and helping us with insurance questions. I would expect that our listeners would have a lot of questions for you as they come up and give them a little insight. Once again, we're out of time. I hope you found today's presentation informational and valuable. If so, please share with all your friends and family. For questions or comments, go to our website, reloans.com, and click Contact Us or call us at 805-686-2321. Leave your comments, questions, and we'll get back to you on next week's show. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. Thank you for tuning in to the Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. This is Dave Brown, wishing you profit and credit worthiness. See you next week with another exciting concept and topic.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.